Page 38. Read. The Secret of Vesuvius.
This story is set near Pompeii, Italy in AD 79, the year that a large volcano called Mount Vesuvius erupted. Pliny, an admiral in the Roman Navy, is sailing his warships across the Bay of Naples to rescue his friend Rectina from the eruption. Pliny is fascinated by the eruption and wants his scribe Phrixus to write down every detail. When the story begins, two boys named Vulcan and Lupus have escaped from the volcano. Sailors aboard Pliny's ship have rescued the boys. Pliny was a real person who had studied philosophy before he became an admiral. He also studied nature and is famous for having written the first encyclopedia. Characters: Pliny, a Roman admiral. Rectina, Pliny's friend. Phrixus, Pliny's scribe. Vulcan, a young blacksmith. Lupus, a mute boy. Lookout, a sailor who watches for danger. Helmsman, a sailor who steers the ship.
Lupus watched as Pliny's sailors lifted Vulcan out of the rowing boat into the warship and laid him in the cabin on the admiral's couch. "He looks dreadful," wheezed Pliny. The smith's burns and cuts had not been washed by salt water, as Lupus's had. His face and body were terrible to see. For a long moment, the admiral stood looking down at Vulcan. Then he turned to Lupus. "He rode all this way from Rectina's villa? Impossible!" Lupus shrugged. "And then when he was hit by debris from the volcano, you swam the rest of the way?" Lupus nodded, and Pliny frowned. The admiral shook his head and opened his canvas parasol. "Come, Lupus, if you're not too tired, you can help us continue our observations." Lupus was exhausted, but he followed the admiral and his scribe to the front of the boat. The three of them leaned over the bronze beak of the ship and gazed across the water towards the volcano. Behind them, the oarsmen sang their fast chant, and the oars rose and fell in time. The breeze was with them, too. And presently, Lupus thought he could make out the red roof of Rectina's villa by a row of cypress trees. Was that a figure standing on the jetty? Or just a post? The ash made it hard to see. The wind must have shifted slightly, for suddenly a shower of gravel and pieces of flaming rock rattled down onto the parasol. "Fascinating," murmured Pliny, and turned to his scribe. "Phrixus, make a note of this. Ashes falling hotter and thicker as we approach the shore, mixed with bits of pumice and blackened, stones, charred and cracked by the flames." Pliny abruptly broke off in a coughing fit. Suddenly the lookout cried, "Shallow water and rocks ahead, Admiral!" Pliny leaned over the rail and then whirled to face the men. "Stop!" he wheezed, holding up his hand, and then, "Back row, back row!" He collapsed into another fit of coughing. The oarsmen deftly flipped their blades, then maneuvered to stop the forward movement of the ship. Lupus saw one of the officers quickly run a pennant up a rope. It fluttered at the top of the mainmast, warning the other warships of danger. "The shore is blocked with debris," muttered Pliny, as his coughing subsided. "We'll never reach them now." As he spoke, a flaming boulder the size of a millstone hit the water less than 3 yards ahead of them. Its impact rocked the boat and spattered them with hot water. "The water's hot, almost boiling," gasped Pliny. "Phrixus, make a note of that." The scribe ignored his request. "Master," he cried, "your parasol is on fire. Quickly." Pliny hurled the flaming parasol overboard, and the three of them hurried back to the shelter of the cabin as another shower of hot gravel rained down on their heads. Once under cover, the admiral turned and peered toward the shore again. "We can't go forward," said Pliny. "I see no way to get to Rectina." Behind them, on the admiral's couch, Vulcan groaned. "Admiral," cried the helmsman, "we must turn back now. The mountain is hurling down great stones at us, and the shore is completely blocked by them. If we remain here, the fleet will be destroyed. We must go back." "No," wheezed Pliny after a moment. "No retreat. I shall not go back." He thought for a moment and then snapped his fingers. "I know what we'll do. Send the other warships back to Messinum. They must take shelter there. I cannot afford to lose the entire Imperial fleet. As for us, We will make for Tasius at Stabia, in case Rectina has been able to make her way back to him. Lupus grasped the admiral's arm and shook his head violently. He knew Rectina would wait for them at her villa. "No, I've made up my mind," announced the admiral, impatiently shaking Lupus's hand from his arm. He turned to the helmsman and said, "The wind is behind us. We will make excellent time. Those are your new orders. Head for Stabia. Fortune favors the brave," he quoted, and added to Phrixus, "You can write that down."